Kum Lenin, Ablad Gemara, we're up to Dav Tezayin. Exactly. That's why we don't have two tables. Tezayin, Omer Aleph. Says the Gemara to that. So the last thing we learned was about whether we don't sell them anything that they can harm Yidden with. We had a discussion whether they can sell them defense weapons, if defense weapons turns into offensive weapons or not. Says the Gemara, about five lines from the top. Ain moichin lehen, you should not sell to goyim asoshi shabarzel, thick pieces of metal in my time of war. Mushum the choshi menayu, they can file away and make turning it into klizayin, into weaponry. Trading mori hirchi, if so. So I feel a muddy vechatin. I mean, how can you sell them shovels and ordinary garden implements? They'll take the metal and they'll turn into weapons. We're talking about Indian over there metals, a special kind of metal which is dedicated and very useful for weaponry. But stam metal, we're not worried they're going to melt it down and turn it into weapons.
Indian iron,
okay, or Indian metal. How come today we do sell to going weapons? So Eden won the weapons business. Who are we selling it to? We're selling it to the Parsoim, the Mignu Yelovan. They are the ones who are protecting us. So we need them to help us. So therefore we can sell them. And Taser says, as the head of today, wherever we are, that we sell weapons. So Eden, obviously, we're always in the weapon business because of they're protecting us. A golem, young calves, Messiachim, and young donkeys. So we sell. So the Gemara, we had a machlekes in the Mishnah if you're allowed to sell these kind of things. So we started off saying that if mokum shenogu to sell, you're allowed to sell. Mokum shenogu shlo, you don't sell. And we could choishes for revia. And then we said a behem magasi, not allowed to sell. And the reason why you're not sell behem magasi is because maybe next time you will lend them or rent them an animal on Shabbos and they're going to work with it, you're not allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, but if the animal is maimed, the animal is has a broken leg or something. In other words, it's not useful for work. We're not worried anymore. So there's no gzeda. And even people see they were not worried. And then we have Bim Seder says that horses, since horses are dedicated for riding, so there's no Issa, even if you do work them a Shabbos, no Issa the Rice, it's not a problem. And the Tanakama argues and all that. He argues regarding horses and he argues regarding wounded animals or animals that have handicaps. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda is Mate Beshevuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a broken one you're allowed to. Why? If it's broken, it cannot really ever cure itself, and live. So therefore, what are you going to do with the animal? You're probably going to shecht and kill it. You have nothing else to do with this animal, and therefore, nothing can happen wrong. Nobody's going to see it hanging around the Yiddish place. Say, oh, if you can sell that, why can't I lend and so on? It's not going to happen. What do you mean? The goy might continue keeping the animal to procreate, to have offspring. So it's going to hang around for a long time and people see this large animal, like a yid sold to a goy. They're going to think you're allowed to sell to a goy. Large animals. That your letters and your birth. You assume that you're going to be shechta straight away, so there's no real gzeda. But no, they might tarry because they can use have that animal has other purposes. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds. The most question is Vikiva, the Marbi and Olev, the Yoledes, they are going to bring other animals on this animal. And they're going to have offspring. Osulish Huye is going to, they're going to lay it and leave it there for a while. And it'll be a question of Marasain. Omalehen, Likisha Taylor. Yeah, let's see if they can ever give birth. Almalemi Kabela Zachar. He says an animal that has a broken leg is not interested in having any relationships, and therefore they will never procreate, and therefore the animal is going to be shocked and not worried. So it looks like they're going to argue in a Matthias. Makes absolutely no difference. People see it there for a long time, they can make assumptions. The only reason why the Buddha's matter is because you're not going to leave it for a long time, you're going to shecht it straight away. The most question is you will, because you can use it for creating offspring. The says, no, you won't. According to Buddha, you won't because you want children. And see the Tanakama holds. So what? You will have kids. So argue pushing Matthias. Tanakama says we don't care. We make a gzeda. It's an open ended gzeda, and that's it. No animals, even the wounded. Anyhow, Ben Pseidem Mate Besus. Ben Pseidem is mate by a horse. He's mate by a horse. So you want to tell you, I'm saying the matter besos, but say this matter of horse, when they show oisa by malach, because even though, what are you worried about? You're worried that next time you'll lend or rent an animal to the goy on Shabbos and your animal will be working. The truth of the matter is, with a horse, even if it's working on Shabbos, because what kind of malach does a horse already do? They show oisa by malach, she ain chayavin ala chattis, that you're not chayav on ala chattis. So what's it? So you're not going to make a double gzeira. A gzeira, you shouldn't sell it, because next time you might lend a horse, and if you lend a horse, he might do an isad rabbanon by riding a horse. So that's way too far. The Rebbe, so why does the Rebbe Oysa Tanakamo ask us why? I'm Ibn Abbas dividing for two reasons. Echad Mushum Tedes Klezai, and a horse can be used for war, and we just said before we don't sell them weapons for war, number one. And number two, the Echad Mushum Tedes Behemagasa, a horse also can be considered a Behemagasa. How is it we say a Behemagasa? Okay, I'm going to ask. Speech Lema Tedes Klezai, and I understand why you're saying a horse can be used as a weapon, the Kotl Beschufi, the horse. Not only can it bring warriors, the horse itself can use its legs, its feet, as a weapon. Stands on his hind legs and kicks with his front forelegs. What do you mean that it has to do with behemagasa? We just said that even if a behemagasa, because of a shash iser of mahatayda on Shabbos, a shvis is behemtay. But over here, even if he uses the horse on Shabbos to ride with people, there's no iser aisa. Omar Rabbi Yechmich said, no, you can use it for work. How? Like a shayaskin, when a horse gets older, they won't use it for carrying people, but matchinoi berechayim b'shabbos. You'll take the horse and you'll attach it to a watermill and have it turn the watermill around. So you'll actually do real work on Shabbos. There's an Issa that is involved. That's what they do with aging horses.
Well, that's not much easier than carrying people.
What
do they achieve by making
no,
them do that?
That's it's doing the grinding. Carrying people is not an issue, whereas grinding the
wheat. But they think they're being kinder by having the animal grinding.
It's kinder. They know that's what the animal's suited for. It's easier to do that. It's not easy, practical speaking. Yeah. Now, in the Mishnah, this is Rebbe. In the Mishnah, there's Machleika Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, and there's Machleika. The Rashi learns the Pshat in the Mishnah just like the Gemara says over here. There's Machleika Rebbe Tanakama. But most of showing them Pshat in the Mishnah is that we're not talking about a dedicated horse for riding. We're talking about a horse that's for carrying birds. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pseidah holds that Achainoi says Atzma is not limited only to people, but also to animals as well. So therefore, the horse is not doing this in the Raisa, because the birds are carrying their own weight. Tanakama holds that no, Chai Noi says Atzma only applies to people, not to animals. So therefore, the birds, Imamish, the horse is carrying, and that's why you can't. Tesis wants to know then why the Gemara doesn't say the same thing in Rebbe. Why do you have to introduce this other thing here?
What's the logic for only people carrying themselves?
Because Chai Noi says Atzma is somehow or another a person you can carries his own weight, and it's like Shnaim Shasu. We learned from the Mishkan that only the things what you did in the Mishkan, since they didn't carry people, so Shalim Zasu. What's the logic why animals don't say Chayin? I don't know. Because in Gittin we had that, about a mechitza that an animal. I don't know the logic of that. Maybe it's a kosef. Tosfos Raya that over here, that at least in the Braisa, he'll agree to Rashi, the Pshat in the Braisa. If we're talking about a horse dedicated to carrying people, because Rebbe says it can be used for war. And a horse carrying birds is not something used for war. It's definitely talking about a horse used for carrying people. Second, because it's my horse, and my horse, if it's my horse, then I'm over Shabbos. But next time I lend it, we're worried that maybe next time you lend it to him or rent it to him. Okay. And the Pel is that in Shulchan Aruch, it passes not like Ben Pseira. So I just said on the bottom, I didn't know it was before that. It says here that some people are not good as this line in the Gemara. Okay. Saltiden. True, but who cares? But some, it doesn't matter. If there's an Easter involved, you have to take care of the Easter first. Yibaylu, we ask a question. Shor shel petem mau. What about a fattened up shor? If you really fatten up a shor, why do you fatten up a shor for the slaughter? So shor shel petem mau. What is a din? There's an iser of selling. The question will be Saiti Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're allowed to sell a wounded animal because it's not meant for work, and luchedis animal is also not meant for work, should be mutter. And Tiboy the Rabban, who said that a wounded animal you cannot sell. You cannot sell a wounded animal because it's still exactly you can use it for offspring. Is to buy the rabbanon? We will ask a question of one as well. Maybe this case is different. that in this case, if it'll be matter, and goes like this: Tiboy Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Kala Kosher Rabbi Yehuda, but nobody was matter. Maybe only Shvuda Delos Kam Locha. Maybe only Shvuda can never come to work. Aval Haydi Chimashile. When it comes to fattening an animal, over here, you stop fattening up a couple of months. What happens? The animal becomes lean again. Once again, it's fit for work. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda's might in this case isn't suitable, and one day he can fit for work. Maybe the guy will keep it for a long time, and the gzeder should be there. You shouldn't be able to sell a goy, a fattened up animal. If you leave it by you for a while, asil chamlocha, us is forbidden. Perhaps I feel that Rabbanon, even because Rabbanon, like asil hasa, we don't ask there elo the stami lav l'chidikai. You know why we ask over there? Because they think that you're not going to kill the animal, the wounded animal, because you want to leave it for offspring. Why are you investing all this money and time and effort into fattening of the animal? Because what is your intention? Your purpose is to shecht it. So here, the Rabbanim might be Moedis, says definitely you're going to shecht it. There's no gzeda, and we should allow you to sell to a guy. I feel Rabbanim Shari, which one is it? Torah Shema, coming to Rabbi Yudam Shmuel. Shall base Rebbe, the house of Rebbe was levied a tax by the government. So it can't really be Antoninus, because Antoninus wouldn't have allowed this. A tax that the Hayimakrivin Shoyer shall pet and be made them. They had to offer a fattened up Shoyer for the deity there in Eretz Yisrael. They had no choice. Then what did they do? Chosad Dalad, even it cost them 40,000 dollars, whatever the value of the currency at that time, costing that much money. They should not bring it on the day of the festivity, but the following day. Idea was to push off a little bit, take away some of that the sting of the avodah zarah. Then chasad dalad even to spend another $40,000. She'ein makriven oisachai. Don't bring it up while it's alive. While the shachar was geshachten, and nobody brings a sacrifice when it's geshachten. So you know what you did was you eliminated the possibility that this is a sacrifice for avodah zarah. Then chasad dalad even another $40,000. He spent $120,000. She'ein makriven oisachai. B'chalal you forget to bring it up at all. At my time. All they did was they sold an animal, a fattened up animal. If you say a fattened up animal, there's nothing wrong with selling to a guy. Nothing wrong with selling to a guy. So what's the problem then? Must be that he was worried that maybe they're not going to fatten, they're going to take the fattened cow and let it become lean. And a lean cow can go to work and therefore include the Issa Rabbanon. And for the Issa Rabbanon, he spent $120,000 to avoid an Issa Rabbanon. Says he brought it back. According to you, that's what. If the whole idea was not the problem was avodah zarah. You're learning the problem here was not avodah zarah. The problem was the issur of selling a large animal to a guy. That's the issur here. So I'm asking a question. So what was the first $40,000 to spend? Don't celebrate with it on the day of the festivities. Wait till tomorrow. What's the relevance of that? The issur of selling a big animal to a guy because of Shabbos. It makes no difference what day of the year it is. Will the time make? She ain't makriven or yisai yon lemocha. My time. What's the point of delaying until tomorrow? Novos. El Rebbe meke milsa boy. What Rebbe was trying to do was. What Rebbe was trying to do is very simple. He was trying to. It was talking about avodah zarah, and he was trying to undermine this entire institution that taking animals from Eden and to avodah zarah. V'sava ye'akir v'asi purta. He thought if I do little by little, I start changing them and hugging, and with shaychad you can do anything. We had more a few days ago that Antoninus gave Rebbe a bracha that your children should have money so they can use it against my children to bribe their way out. And here you have a perfect example. He started to bribe them with large amount of money to change their rules, even though they normally did avodah zarah on that day. You know what? My animal do the following day. And then the next, you know, then he gave another installment of money that they should kill it before they shecht and so on and so forth. Till eventually the whole thing petered out. What's it? That's it. So now I'm going to ask a question. You made a statement before that a fattened animal, you had a shayla because maybe the fat. So you had no answer to your question. But your question was that a fattened animal maybe should be asa because if you leave it alone, it gets lean. And once it gets lean, it can work again. So maybe it's a good nisa. You know, maybe that's something. We don't know. My question is, once the animal was fattened up, became a fat animal, and then it goes on a diet, becomes lean. You think it regains the strength that it can start working again? Maybe the animal's finished. Just like when it was in a state of being fat. It couldn't work anymore. Neither can it work when it's skinny. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Zvida Bar Tura. Zvida, the son of Tura. Interesting name, because we're talking about cows here. Mashin Lei, you know, interesting thing. You take an animal and you fatten it up, and then you let it become lean. V'avid Al-Khat Train. It now is double the strength of an ordinary animal, because it became large. And then it became smaller. It retained some of the strength because it needed a lot more energy. When it was large, it had to get from point A to point B. You needed to work harder. It strengthened its muscles. So even though now it lost its weight, it has those much stronger muscles. It's an interesting discussion in the Gemara. If somebody is fat and they lose the weight, do you become stronger or weaker? So the Gemara,
it depends.
It depends on who you follow, which opinion in the Gemara.
Yeah. It's also in the discussion now. If people want to lose the weight, they should be careful not to lose the muscle mass,
In theory. Ain moichin lehem. You're not allowed to sell them dubin va'royis. You're not allowed to sell them bears and lions. Remember, we had a taste of the bears and the bears. The bears are even stronger than lions. And the chodav shiyed benezek lehem. You're not allowed to sell them animals that can cause, or any object that can cause harm to people. And therefore, ain boin any moim. There are certain things they're not allowed to construct for them. You're not allowed to construct them a silki. A silki are these large towers where they used to do the courthouses. Being these large towers, and they used to judge people, and they used to judge against Eden. So you're not allowed to help them build that kind of a edifice. Or a garden was another building where they used to sentence people to death. And or it's nor a stadia, which is a stadium where they used to have what do you call it, all of these gladiators and all that.
Yeah,
even against the guy, with our victims. And but
why not? They need torture houses or whatever.
Because they're torturing innocent people as well. There's no court, no justice system then. They didn't like it, they didn't like you. That's the silky. And the garden was, they used to judge in the fascists, and the stadia was a stadium they used to play around, and they used to have animal fights, and they used to have fights against people. Or a bima. Bima is another kind of a tower, that, and there they used to push people from there. And now, if you want to know exactly why, look at Rashi here, the second wide line. Look at the second wide line of Rashi. First of the line is Lahamisai. They used to build this building, they used to push people off there to let them die. You know why you're not allowed to help in construction, all these things? Yesh nezek l'rabim, number one. You're hurting a lot of people, so which sounds very inclusive, Eden and Goyim. And number two, ukedei shela yitvis yisrael sham. Number two is we don't want any Eden to be hurt over there. Also, leave this imam. So Rashi seems to be giving two reasons here. In Algemein and Frat, Eden will be Yiddish victims. Then the Gemara Mishnah continues. Aval boinen imoim, you're allowed to build for them, be moisoi, these buildings which are not dedicated for avodah zarah. It's a kind of an altar. Kind of an altar, yeah.
How do you build a court building?
Sorry?
A court building.
No, those courts, they used to actually carry out the execution in that building. No, they used to carry out the execution in that building itself. Yeah, and today there's justice. It's very different. Then is ubeis mechatzoyis. You're allowed to build bathhouses. And higia lekipa. But they used to build in the bathhouses. They used to make some kind of an arch, and they used to build a statue of their avodah zarah. So when you're wading in the water, then you're facing the avodah zarah, whatever it is. Like you know, in India, you all go to the waters there. They higia lekipa shemamim mecham osel. That section you're allowed to build. A large chaya, non-domesticated animal. If you want a shecht, a chaya gas like a buffalo, or some other kind of big animals there, that is a wild animal, but a kosher. They have the same din of a behema dakala pichas. Rashi explains, Bekitzer, what it's talking about here is that if an animal is sick and you don't know if the animal is alive, there's a test they used to make. That after you shechta, the animal moves his legs. So there's a difference, the test you make between behema daka, a small animal, or a large animal. A small animal is not sufficient for the animal just to jet out its hand, because that's part of a nerve. The animal has to stretch out his leg and then bring it back in. When it comes to a behema gas, a large animal, their reflexes don't move the body, don't move the foot out either. So if they move that out, it's too big. If they move it out, that means it's still, you know, it has some life in it and it's a healthy animal. So when it comes to a chaya gas, it's like a behema daka, that if it moves its leg out, it's not enough, it has to move the leg out and bring it back in. When it comes to pichas, that's called where the animal, you know, jumps around afterwards. Avaloyle mechida. When it comes to selling a chaya gas, it has the same thing like a behema gas, which is you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Now, the obvious question is, why can't you sell it to a goy? What is the reason we now sell an animal to a goy? Because the animal will be used for work. Who uses lions for work? When I was in Caracas, when I was in Shlichus, we had a person who lived, it was a pretty dangerous place, even though it was much more civilized than today. There was a person who lived about 2 blocks down the street, or actually 1.5 blocks down the street from us. And he, instead of having a dog like everybody else has to watch his house, he had a lion. Not a lion, a tiger. He had a tiger in his house, and he had a house with a tiger. And we used to hear a roar at night sometimes. I'm telling you, it was pretty scary. And whenever he left, he would let the tiger out. You know, he's go away. He's traveled a lot. The tiger roamed his place. Nobody ever broke in his house. But when he was there, he had a special guy who used to take care, put him in this cage. Anything else?
Because the tiger could attack
him. A tiger is a pretty Anyway, pretty interesting. So tigers have uses. Well, lions. I say, I disagree. I hold af lemechida, even when it comes to mechida. You say that what has been like a behemah gasa. I say that even mechida mokas shnogalim kemoichir. The meaning is to sell. You're allowed to sell a chaya gasa shloilim kemoichim. That's what he says. I hold you're allowed to sell a chaya gasa. Says Rav Chanan. He argues with Rav. Time we learn in our Mishnah, ein moichin lehen dubin va'arois. Now I'll sell to them bears and lions. The like called dovish yes by nezegram. Anything that can harm a person. Time. The only reason is because there's a nezik rabim, hales bay nezik rabim. If there's no nezik rabim, for example, Rashi gives an example of a domesticated lion. He gives a perfect example that somehow or another they were able to domesticate a lion and didn't harm anybody. Even today in our zoos, you know, you got to keep away from the lion cages. Sure. It seems that they were able in those days to train a lion or a tiger to behave and not to harm anybody. So the Chayda says, clear to me, you're allowed to sell it. Akasha and Rav, who says that about Chayagasa, like a Behemagasa. Omar Rav, about Ula Ba'adi Shavur. The Mishnah is talking about, no, you're not allowed to sell any animal. Why the Mishnah seems to be saying that you're allowed to sell an animal unless if it doesn't harm, is talking about an animal that can't work, has a broken leg. The Liba de Rabbi Yehuda follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, says that an animal can't work, is no Gzeda. That's the one answering Margit. However, that's Rabbi Rul's answer. Rav Ashi Omar. Stam Ari Shavu is Malacha. That he said, what? The whole reason why we're gazed is because you might use the animal for lend and rent. Nobody lends out a lion to work. Nobody uses a lion to go work in their field. So therefore, you're allowed, even according to Tanakami, you're allowed to sell lions and all that, unless it cause damage to people, because not gazed about working. Makes the last question. Now, that's your question. So Rav Ashi's answer is still according to Rabbi Yehuda only, because according to Anakama, he makes no difference, Shavuot or a hole, it's always awesome. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, says that we're not worried about work, like Geyser, so therefore our mission follows Rabbi Yehuda completely. It doesn't have to be a broken line, any line is considered broken. Meisel asks a question, Kishem She'ein, it says the Braisa, it says clearly, Kishem She'ein Moichin Lehen Behem Magasi, you're not allowed to sell large animals, Kach Ein Moichin Lehen Chayagasa, you're not allowed to sell large chayas. Clear, you're not allowed to. It's a kasha and abchonin. I feel a bit mocked and shemoichel and behemah daka. And even if you're allowed to sell small animals, remember in the Mishnah we said that it depends on the minig. And because of chayshir revia, chaya gasa, when it comes to large animal, a moichelin. When it comes to large animal, you don't sell. To yuftu, the abchonin barava. Everything, what are you right? To yuftu, good question. Ravina, the same discussion. Ravina, however, says words are differently. Romu mastisna braisa. He asked a question between the Mishnah and braisa. Or Meshani answered. Now we learn the Mishnah. Ain't Moichel and the Vodah. You know, sell them the bears and lions. Look like all the birds are grabbing anything that cause damage. Time, but even Ezek only cause damage. All the birds are Moichel. It seems clear for me. You're allowed to sell them large animals. Yet, what I mean, we learned in this Braisa. She's asking a question. He's putting the Braisa against the Mishnah. Kishem she ain't Moichel behemagasi na kach ain't Moichel chaygasi na allowed to sell. Vafilu b'mokum she Moichel behemadaker chaygasi ain't Moichel. Tasha the Mishnah Braisa. And Meshani answers that this Braisa says that our Mishnah says you're allowed to sell if it doesn't cause damage is talking about either, according to the first answer, Barula, Ba'ari, Shavur, or animal that's broken and therefore Libra Rabbi Yehuda, or Rav Ashi will answer, Stam Ari, Shavuru, that you follow Rabbi Yehuda, but every large wild animal is considered broken till it comes to work. Ain't so malacha. Maskil, or Rab Nachman asked the question. Nachman has a question. Man leimelon da ari chai gasi. Who, you know, the different kinds of aris. Who said we're talking about a large ari? Dilma chai daki. Maybe we're talking about a chai daki. And that's why the Mishnah says that you're allowed to sell. The Mishnah says, dubim varoyis. You decided we're talking about large animals and you have a problem. Who said that our Mishnah is talking about large animals? Maybe we're talking about small animals. And it's called a daka. Says the Gemara of Ashi. Okay. says a third way of learning is that Ashi Dayik Masnisin Mois of Ashi just focused on the Mishnah, forget the Braisa, and he asked the following question. Tonight, in our Mishnah, we just learned again regarding the same discussion. Bears and lions, anything which causes damage, seems the only reason is because it caused damage. Time already, Ben Ezek. Holes Ben Ezek, no damage, Moichel the time Ari, and the only reason is, and the only thing the Mishnah highlights is a lion that you're allowed to sell if it doesn't cause damage. This time, Ari Shavar who ate some malacha. Another reason why you're allowed to sell it because it doesn't do malacha. It seems like all other animals, all other wild, large animals, is no different. Chayis are no different than behemoths. You're not allowed to sell because it could do work. Aval midyachid of malacha loy is a kasha. Rav Chana bar Rava who said before that large chayis would never work, and all large chayis are permitted. So yufter the kasha. Says the Gemara, the chaya gas miya my malacha of the. You're talking about there are some chayes that are shaykh to malacha. What malacha in the world can a chaye gasa do? Says the Gemara, Amar Abay, Amar Limar Yehuda, Rabbi Yochni, Toichne rechayim ba'arude. You can have these wild donkeys there. Now they can move this mill. There are works that they can do as well. Amar Abzeda, Ki havinan be'Rabbi Yehuda. Abzeda said, when I was in the yeshiva Rabbi Yehuda before I moved to Eretz Yisrael, Omalon, he told us, Rav Yehuda. Now, Rav Yehuda had two teachers, Rav and Shmuel. After Rav passed away, he went to Shmuel. So, Rav Yehuda is the third most prolific author in the Gemara, because Rav Yehuda always said, Omar Rav Yehuda Rav, or Omar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, after Abaye and Rava. There's no three blot in Shas without Abaye and Rava in there. Omar Rav Zayda, Kehavina Be Rav Yehuda, when I was in Shiva, Rav Yehuda, Omalon, he told us, Gimiru, we learned Minoyi from him, Hamil said this thing. The Megavra Rabbi Shmili, he said he heard from a great man. Well, I didn't know. When he said a great man, I didn't know if he was saying it. That was a problem. I didn't know. He had two teachers. I didn't know which one he was saying it. And he said the following. Chaya gasa, that a chaya gasa, harehi ki behema daka lepichus. When it comes to the shechting, it has the same thing as behema daka. We need the foreleg to go out and then come back in. And that's what he said. And I didn't know whose name. Ki also le Kukunoi, when I came to this town called Kukunoi, where that is, Ishkachta, somewhere above Rab Chiya Bar Ashi, I found Rab Chiya Bar Ashi. The Yosef that was sitting there. Which Chiya Bar Ashi is this? It can't be the Rab Ashi. The Yosef was sitting, Ukama Mash made a Shmuel. He said the name of Shmuel, Chaya Gasa Hare, Kibay Medak Lepichas. He said, clearly the name of Shmuel. No, Aminos. I said to myself, Shma Minos, Araya Mash made a Shmuel. What Rabbi Yehuda said, he heard from a great man. Obviously, he said the name of Shmuel. But then what happened was, Kiasoy Lusura, when I came to the city of Sura, which is Rav's city, Ashkachte Rabba Bar Yimi, the Yosef, I found the Rabba Bar Yimi was sitting, Ukama Le Mash made a Rav. He said the same thing with the name of Rav, Chaya Gasa Hare, Kibay Medak Lepichas. Amina, I said to myself, Shmamina, Itma Mashmeid Rav, Itma Mashmeid Shmuel. He said in both names. So it's very important to know whose name he said it. Kikselikit.
Interesting that you really used the Loshin of Loshin Yochid, and not the Loshin
Rav. Okay, true, yeah. That's all yet. Kikselikit Loshin, when I finally went to Etzisrol. Ashkachte El Ravasi. I found Ravasi, who was Rabbi Yechidish Lokish Talmud, but also learned for a while by Rav. I found Ravasi, the Yosef of Karma, and he said the following. Omer Avchama Bar Gurya Mashmeid Rav. That actually was Avchama Bar Gurya who said the name of Rav. That Chaya Gasa, it wasn't of Yehuda, it was Avchama Bar Gurya who said the name of Rav. That Chaya Gasa, Harehi Kibheim Adak Lepichas. So now he said Rav, but he threw another name in. Avchama Bar Gurya. I heard it from Yehuda. Amilei, I said to him, don't you hold the man Mordechai the Shmaita, Rabba Bar Yimia? Don't you hold that the author of this, the one who said the name of Rav, who said the name of Rav? Because he heard it in Sudan, the name of Rabba Bar Yimia. He heard Rabba Bar Yimia, the same name of Rav. So you, Ravasi, are saying in the name of Rav. What are you saying in the name of Chama Bar Gurya? You should say in the name of Rabba Bar Yimia, because he's the one who's going around saying in the name of Rav. Amilei, he said, Pasi Uchme. Debate whether he is complimenting him or he is denigrating him. But you black piece of earth, black clay, whether he's saying it because you learned Torah the whole time and you're poor and if it's a milah or is it a chsar? But anyway. Rashi said because the derech of Tamil Chama were that they didn't care about money or anything else. They used to blacken their faces and sit and learn the whole time. You know, you big masmidim. So he says, Minoi uminach, from your story and my story, Tistayim Shmaita, will finally get it right. Who said what? I look at the American clues. Itma Nami, we talk and learned. Omar Rab Zayda. Rab Zayda said, Omar Ravasi, in the name of Ravasi, so he met Ravasi, and now his name is incorporated. Omar Rabba Bar Yemir, go back to Rab Zayda, who heard Rabba Bar Yemir. Omar Rab Chama Gurya, in fact, Rabba Yemir didn't hear directly from Rav, he heard from Chama Bar Gurya, who said in the name of Rav, that Chaya Gasa, they gave him Dakal Pirchus. But what happened to Shmuel? He got on a mission here.
There's another name in the beginning
of the Gemara. Yeah, exactly. Rav, yes. Yeah, he doesn't even get it. Yeah, he's going to look in. This is the chronology from Rabbi Yehuda's direction. Talking about Vayter, we don't mention Shmuel either. Talking about Vayter, an amazing story now. Ain't boinin, you're not allowed to build. Amar Rabba Bachana. Amar Rabba Bachana. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Gimel Bisulkoyes. Hey, that three kinds of these towers. One of them is made for kings. One of them is for their bathhouses, and one of them shall oitzer. They used to use for treasures. They used to build these large edifices. On my rova, you're allowed to build them if they need it for a bathhouse or they need it for the for a warehouse. But the echad leiser, the one that made for the king, is aser. You're not allowed to build them. The simon and the pasuk is lesser malchayim that to is usher to build for the kings bezikim with these strong buildings, because that's where they by the kings they used to use their courthouses and judge people, and they used to actually execute them on the spot. The kadamri others say amar rava kulam lehete, you take allowed to build, you allowed even build for the king. I am said you're allowed to, but nah ain't buying any moim besilki gardum it's tadya. So you want to say obima. Amen. Gemara says you read it wrong. When the Mishnah says you're not allowed to build a silky, these large towers, it's not an independent thing, silky you're not allowed to build. It's talking about a silky of Gardum, a silky of Istadia, and a silky of Bima. In other words, you're not allowed to build these. Silky is not a thing independent on its own. If the silky is only a silky for a king, for example, he's allowed to. But if the silky is part of Istadia or a Gardum, where the Gardum is where they execute people and so on and so forth, then you're not allowed to build it. So why? Because a silky for Malachim is just to live. It's a nice place to live. He wants it fortified and so on. Says what about the Toraban? Okay, interesting story here. Kishenitfis Rabbi Lezer Leminus. When Rabbi Lezer was a now, what does it mean? Rabbi Lezer and Hurkanus were Leminus. So Rashi says over here, but it's hard to see how it fits in the words of the Gemara. Rashi says, Minin Tofsu, that these Apokersim grabbed him Lachoyfay, they try to force him Lavei Chabim. These minim, usually a minim are referring to Apokersim or Yiddish Apokersim, they grabbed Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus, who was, the chief rabbi then, and tried to get him to worship Avodah Zarah. Rabbeinu Chananel says that minim means, not that, because they wouldn't be minim then, it should be Romans. The minim wouldn't capture it. In fact, it says here on the side, change the word minim to Romans. But Rashi doesn't say Romans, it says minim. So it's actually a little bit hard to understand what's going on here. But Rabbeinu Chananel says, according to our guess, and again they try to change around, Omru Olav Shemoide B'Shteir Shuyas. He was accused of being a Tzaduki. Imagine, Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus, you know, the Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva and all that, was accused of being a Tzaduki. Udvarim Kiyaytzi Ben, and similar things. Now listen to the story here. We have a rule.
Taylor was heresy to the Greeks, to the Romans.
You're talking about Pshat Rashi.
Yeah.
But I mean, Chananel learns something else. I mean, Chananel learns that he was accused. Rashi says, minin, which means our minin. But I mean, Chananel says they alleged that he was a tzduki. We'll soon see in Gemara here, because there's a rule, ain't choshin l'adam elim ken yeshboy. If somebody suspected something, even though he didn't do that aveda, there must be something that allowed the suspicion to fester. Look what Gemara says here. Amazing story. Kishanitfis Rabbi Lezer Leminis, they accused him, helu legardum, they brought him to this place to judge him, lead them to judge him. Amaloy oisa hegmain. So this hegmain said to him, This judge or this officer, Zokin Shikamoizcha Yasek Bidvarim Betelim Halolu. Somebody like you should be learning Torah and wasting your time. In other words, Rabbi Chanan learns, since he was a Tzduki, what are you learning Torah for? What a waste of time. And then the Gemara, you don't believe in these things. And according to Rashi, that it was the Romans, then the Romans accused him of teaching Torah. Omalei, Rabbi Lezer says, Neman Olai Hadayin. I rely on the judge. Now, What he meant to say was, the Eibush is the ultimate judge, and he told me to teach, I was to make a difference. Kasavar Oisai Hegman. So that Hegman thought, Allah hu Aymer. That Hegman thought that he meant him. That he meant that the judge over here, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. No, you want me to stop learning Taita? I'll learn Taita. But what he really meant was that the Eibush will take care of me. If he wants me to have Tzadis, I'll have Tzadis. Yeah. So the guy said to him, since you trust us, Dimus, I swear in the name of my Getchke, Paturata, you can go home. You're free to go home. Because they thought that he joined them. When he came home, Nichnis Talmidav Etzle Lenachmi. The Talmidim came to him to somehow or another to trace him, to console him. Now, why do you have to be consoled? So no pshat, everybody learns pshat here, is because why did they accuse him of being a tzaduki or whatever it is? But others learn pshat, or maybe the pshat here is, the fact that the only reason why he was released is because they thought that he joined the Avodah Zarah. And that in itself is a terrible thing. So he felt bad. Anyway, well, like Kibla Tanchumin, he refused to accept Tanchumin. Amal Rabbi Kiva said to him, Rebbe, Tasheni Leimed Dover Echem Mashil Matani, do you give me permission to say something that you taught me? Maybe something apokursus came to your hand, and the hanacha, and you enjoyed it. Maybe an apokritus said something to you that you enjoyed, and the fact that you gave allowance, credibility to an apokritus, even though what he said might not have been a terrible thing, because tumah got a hold of kedusha, therefore you got in trouble. That's how they got caught. So Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkin has thought about it for a while. And he said to him, Akiva, he's kartoni. You just remind me something. Pamachas, it happened once. I was walking up in the marketplace, upper marketplace in Tzipoidi. And I found there a person. The Yaakov Ish Kvasakan Yishma. His name is Yaakov Ish Kvasakan. You will have him later tomorrow as well. He's the dish out medicines and so on and so forth. But that's a different person. Amali, and he said to me the following. It says in the Pasuk, Loisavi, you know, I'll bring to the Mizbeach, Esnan, Zoyne. If somebody has an affair with a Zoyne and gives her a present, a sheep or something, you know, I'll use that sheep on the Mizbeach, because it's a Teva. Ma'u lasis mehimenu, can you at least use that to make a Beis HaKise, the Kohen Gadol? You won't use it for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach, but can you use it for something like a Beis HaKise for the Kohen Gadol? Like it says, I said, you know, you shouldn't take money for say for Mechal Shabbos, but you can use it to make toilets. Can you? Well, I didn't answer him. Omali, and Rashi explains why would there need to be a toilet for the Kohen Gadol, because 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, he moved into the Beis HaMikdash, so he needed to for personal amenities. I didn't say to him anything. Omali said to me, Kach Lemadni, this is what I learned. It says in the Pasuk, the Navi says, Micha said, he says something that started out from being a present for a zoina. Kibotza, that's how you gather it. Vaad esnan zoina yeshuv. It'll return back to an esnan zoina. In other words, memokam hatanayv is bow. It came from something which is an abomination. And lemokam hatanayv is yalechu. In other words, you can make a toilet out of it. It came from a zoina, and what did you turn it into? A toilet. So you're allowed to. Vehenani hadover. And I enjoyed his vart. I thought it was a nice word. And even though it might be a nice word, it came from a min. And I gave him chayis. I gave him chayis into what he does. And because of this, nitfasti leminis. That's why I got either accused of being have a shaykhis to avodah zarah, because I gave a little, in other words, these interfaith things, whatever it is, by giving them credibility is a problem already. Because you're giving tumah a problem, even though they punked this moment, they said something which is right, but it gives them credibility for everything else that they say. And va'avarti amasha kosa b'toyda, and I was over what it says in the Torah, harchek me'aleh, very important thing, harchek me'aleh, you should distance yourself, darkecha, your ways, your roads, you should keep away from what? Zum minus, keep away from apikorsim, don't get into debates. So do not come close to the door of her house. Don't get too close to the government. Because they, as Rashi says, when they see people who have money, they try to swindle the money out of these people, either accuse them of false things, put them in jail, or they even kill them. Don't get too close. The others say, Harchik Maleda Kech, this yourself, Zu Minus Viharash, they both put together. And Vataki, my present base, Zu Zoinah, don't hang around, but your Zoinahs. The Kama, how far should you be? Amr of Chizda, Arba Amas, four Amas. So the Gemara says, that means that Pekaitis probably was wrong as well. But the Rabbanon who said that he did the wrong thing, how else would you learn the pasuk? Hi, ma asnan zay my doshebe. How else would they learn the pasuk? They follow Rav Chizda. Don't Rav Chizda. Kol zoyna, any woman who dedicates her life to be a zoyna, a harlot, she niskedes, she hires herself out. That's how the pasuk starts. She started out being a zoyna. Libesayf, later on in her life, once she gets older, nobody's interested in her. He's a cheder. She wants a man. She has to pay money. So she starts out being a zoyna, getting people to pay money for her, and then she has to pay money. You know, it's a saying that whatever you try to do, it will come back to haunt you. Shenemar, it says in pasuk, "Uvesitcha asnan, you'll have to give an asnan. The esnan lo nitan loch, nobody will give you anymore. Vatil hepech, and the tables have turned. People used to give you presents, and now you need to give people presents." So the pile of tumulon. So that's how Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanes was, because he gave an sinus makam to this thing here. Upliga de Rapidas, this argues Rapidas. I'm Rapidas, like Asa Taida, Ella Craven, and this argues. I mean, you just said that you shouldn't be within four amas of a Bat Yezayna. You're not allowed to walk by in front. Where do you get that from? Rapidas holds, like Asa Taida, Ella Craven, Shagila Ravavam. The Taida says that you should not have Gila Agarais. It doesn't mean. And being close, it means you shouldn't touch. You shouldn't, go beyond the boundaries. I don't hold of these harchakas. So therefore, I hold the mother learns pshat and apatos. You're allowed to be next to a base zayna, as long as you don't go in and do an aveda. So he doesn't hold of this whole harchakas business. Shenemar says ish el kol she'er besorei lo sakri v'legalus erva. That is only megalus erva. Change the mind.